Okay, this is Cherry Lane Genoway calling to order the September 27th, 2022 meeting of the Orange County Senior Citizens Senior Citizens Advisory Council Executive Board. And this meeting is being recorded. Dave Tetzlaff, if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Dave, you need to unmute.
Let's try it again. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, Dave. And Desiree, if you could please take roll.
Of course. Elizabeth Busick. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez.
Present.
John Poynter.
Present.
Dave Tetzlaff.
Present.
Meredith Shalemi. And Carolyn Inman.
Present.
And we do have quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Desiree. Okay, at this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Are there any requests to speak or comments from the public?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance, and there are no members of the public present this morning.
Okay, thank you. So public comments are now closed. We're on to agenda item 5, which is action item AB 361, review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Is there a motion to recommend that we continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19?
Director Hernandez, so move.
Okay, meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Moved by Vice Chair Jean Hernandez. Is there a second? Seconded by Carolyn Inman. Desiree, roll call vote, please.
Elizabeth Busick. Elaine Genoway.
Aye.
Jean Hernandez.
Aye.
John Poynter.
Aye.
Dave Tetzlaff.
Aye.
Meredith Shalemi. And Carolyn Inman.
Aye.
That is majority, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Okay, we're now on to Office on Aging updates. Lillian.
You're muted, Lillian.
There you go. I got a new laptop, so these little mouse thing doesn't work well for me right now. I apologize. Okay. For Office on Aging, we just received contract from CDA regarding the CalFresh expansion, also known as SNAP-Ed. The board also approved Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Contract on 9-13, which is awarded to Dale McIntosh. And then CDA approved the MIPA contract for 22-23, which is effective October 1st, in the amount of $219,432. And then ARPA contracts are going to the board today as we speak. And this is for AgeWell Services and also for Community Senior Serve, which is also known as Meals on Wheels. So they're currently at the board for that, as well as St. Jude for Family Caregiver Support Program. And then we are currently working on the OR family caregiver contract to be executed soon with an anticipated date of October 1st, and that is for $122,504. And then we're currently having ongoing recruitment for additional managers and also staff specialists. And that's all that I have.
Thank you. Any questions for Lillian? Carolyn?
When you talk about the family caregivers contract, what does that do?
Yes, for the family caregivers contract, it's basically assisting caregivers that are to elderly or disabled individuals. They're not getting paid through any system or anything like that. They're getting any respite care just to give them a breather, like in case if they need time off just to go on vacation, then we can provide them with respite care. So, you know, it'll give them some time off away from that. And then it also provides them with resources for our seniors. It also helps with transportation or counseling, any type of needs for caregiver support. This is basically the intent of the program is to provide assistance to caregivers for our seniors.
Yeah. I'm glad I asked because when you said that, I thought it was the caregivers that you pay, but they're helping the family. So I realized this is really good too. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. It's not the in-home support services program that everybody is used to hearing. So, yeah.
Well, this is really good. Yeah.
So, Lillian, can you clarify, does this family caregiver support, does that also provide financial compensation to the family caregivers?
It doesn't. It provides like more like case management, in-home care services, type of... Yeah,
and the respite care is very important.
Right, right.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Will the Office on Aging be sending out information or like informational flyers that we can then send out to our cities?
In regards to the types of programs that we have,
or this specific one, the family caregiver support.
We can get that. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yes, I can get that for you.
Thank you.
Was there any other program that you're interested in too? Because we have a lot.
I know you have a lot.
we have legal services that we have quite a bit of funding that's coming down the pipeline. That's about $1.3 million. Okay. Because due to the pandemic, I know that a lot of seniors have a lot of services that need counseling services, such as, a lot of scams, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. During the pandemic, there's a lot of scams. There's a lot of evictions, a lot of assistance with legal assistance regarding, what is that thing called? Planning, right? Planning and also like trust.
Estate planning.
Exactly.
That's available, if you could let us know, also send us those flyers that we can then distribute either, so that's a great way to get the information out.
Definitely. Now, would you like them electronically or did you guys want the hard copies or both?
Electronically.
Okay.
Because then our SCAC members can then send it to their senior centers in their cities.
You got it. I will get that.
All right. Thank you, Lillian.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions for Lillian? Okay. Let's move on to chair report. We have a few items that we need to take care of. So Rachel Owens is a new member of SCAC and she would like to be on the Wellbeing Reimagined Standing Committee. And also Carolyn Inman would like to change her standing committee from senior citizens engagement to well-being reimagined. So is there a motion to approve those?
I'll make that motion, Director Hernandez.
Moved by Jean, seconded by?
I'll second.
Seconded by Dave. Desiree, can you take a vote, please?
Elizabeth Busick? Elaine Genaway?
Aye.
Jean Hernandez?
Aye.
John Poynter?
Aye.
Dave Tetzloff?
Aye.
Meredith Chalemi? And Carolyn Inman?
I saw a mouth die.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, Carolyn, you can stay unmuted unless you've got background news noise. You can stay unmuted because there's so few of us on this meeting.
Great.
Okay. All right. And then Patty Mouton, who's a member, has had some absences, and her absences are due to her actually making presentations at senior centers. So I received an email from her. It says, Dear SCAC Executive Board, as Alzheimer's Orange County VP of Outreach and Advocacy, one of my responsibilities is to provide presentations to older adults, their families, and professionals working in the area of senior care. At times, these presentations conflict with SCAC meetings, so while my attendance may be impacted, it is because I am connecting with Orange County senior community to provide vital information. Providing information and advocating for quality of life for Orange County seniors is congruent with SCAC's mission. I ask that this be taken into consideration and request an exemption to the SCAC attendance policy. Thank you for your consideration and understanding. Respectfully, Patty Mouton. Jean?
I would agree with that, with Patty. I think that is doing our work. And even though she's not here physically, she is doing what we want her to be doing. And I have no problem with that.
Yeah. And she's always out there connecting and advocating and providing SCAC information. And she has been actually a great information resource to the committee.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if we want to, you know, by consensus, grant her that exemption to the attendance policy, or if we need to vote on that.
Well, I'll make a motion if that's what's okay, needed, probably a little stronger.
Let's go ahead and do that. So moved by Jean, seconded by Carolyn. Desiree, if you could take a vote, please.
You're muted. Here we go.
Elizabeth Busick. Elaine Genaway.
Aye.
Jean Hernandez.
Aye.
John Poynter.
I'm thinking. Can you come back to me, Desiree?
Sure. Dave Tetzloff?
Aye.
Meredith Chalemi? And Carolyn Inman?
Aye.
John Poynter?
Okay, I'll vote aye. I'm a little confused about it, but I'll vote aye, just to go along with the group.
Okay. So that passes. Thank you all. And also I'd like to add, we still have SCAC seats available. So it's not as if Patty is in a seat that we have someone lined up for. So if there is another qualified person for SCAC, we do have seats available for anyone to join us. Okay, let's talk about the 2023 board. And I know I've said this at a few of our meetings, that the process has changed with the new bylaws from the Board of Supervisors. So previously, there was always a nominating committee and they presented the nominations and then it was voted on in January. And then in January, it was for a 2-year term. Now, according to the new bylaws, there's no nominating committee. Nominations are taken from the floor at the November meeting and voted on at the November meeting. And then it's for a 1-year term. So I just want to be sure that we're prepared for this and that SCAC has some continuity of leadership. I've asked the SCAC members a few times and no one's really jumping up and saying, yay, we want to be on the board. So I've queried, most of the board members to see where do you stand as far as wanting to remain on the board so we know, so we have an idea of how many we need to reach out to. So I know Carolyn has indicated that she would like to remain on the board. And would be interested in the secretary's position. And actually our secretary, Elizabeth, she would like to step off the board. She feels that she's been on the board long enough and that we do need some new blood. So I spoke to Meredith. Meredith is out of town. She would be happy to stay on the board. I think she's brought a lot of good information to the board and has, especially because she works in this area professionally. And she would be happy doing presentations to continue as long as it stays split like we just did, where a part of that becomes the secretary's responsibility because it was just too big of a job. And then the plan was, or when we had 2 years, I guess it's almost 2 years ago when this board came into being, that the vice chair would then become the chair. And I don't know if you've given that some thought, Gene.
Yeah, I have. And I'm certainly willing to do that. My only hesitation is this upcoming year, I'm going to be mayor. I'm going to be the chair of the OCTA. So a couple of big responsibilities. And I just want to make sure I have a solid board on SCAC, which what you just described, Elaine, we do. Because I see that tremendous amount of time you put into it. And that's what it's going to take. And I'll put time. I'm not sure I can get up to your level, but with a solid support background, if I can get from, you know, these other members, Dave and John, I'm certainly willing to do that.
Gene, I'm not even sure, you know, remember my position is I'm not elected. I'm just designated as the past chair and serve in that capacity until Elaine bumps me and becomes the past chair. And then I fade off into the sunset. So
you don't have to fade off into the sunset. You could come back as an at-large board member.
And that's what I'd like to see, John, because you're a wealth of information and background. You're kind of our historian, and we need that. And you got the best pulse on the legislative stuff in Sacramento. And so I think that's a great idea if you consider coming on at-large. That's not a huge responsibility, but it's a critical one.
Thank you, Gene. Let me give that some thought. I just thought that I was, you know, basically, again, going to ride off into the sunset, waving my hand and my hat and wishing you all the best.
No,
you got too much work to do. You don't want to ride off and wait till death hits you. Come on.
Yeah, no, when you contribute as much as you do, we're not going to let you ride off. So
I tried that, John. It doesn't work.
Don't let you do that.
Okay. Hey,
duly noted. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. And yeah, we don't mean to make it, but I think we as a board, we should get a feel for it so we can maybe identify some people if we need to reach out to any others. And Dave, I know you and I have been trading voicemails. I don't know if you heard my latest one this morning.
No, I did not.
I left you a voicemail this morning.
Okay. Okay.
And my voicemail said, I appreciate your positive attitude that you bring. And that, you know, you're a straight shooter and we like that. We need that. And you have contributed
you're solid. Quite a bit. Solid, David.
Yeah.
I'll take it under consideration, see who else is running. To be honest, I don't care for this procedure. Why the Board of Supervisors have stepped in. You need 2 years of continuity with any office to do it 1 year. And then to have the selection process without a nominating committee, it just irritates me. And I'm coming in with more negativism than positivism right now.
Just on the process or on SCAC?
On the process. Mm-hmm. On the process, there's a few things that have been bothering me. So.
Yeah, but David, if we have good people, we'll get good selections. You're right. If that were to change, then it could be disastrous. But the reality is we're dealing with the cards we're dealt. It wasn't our call to make.
Yeah.
I realized that, but I thought this committee was supposed to have, under the Older Americas Act, some independence from the Board of Supervisors. And for them to just come in and clean the slate and start all over again, and we've seen it in more areas. So if there is not enough people, I will consider it, but at this time, consider it a no.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the county, I don't even think they even really care all that much. And they're going to have a whole new board. So this is really still a gray area, I think.
Well, and I think it was, I'm not saying it was a wise goal, but a goal to have the, basically to have the bylaws be the same for all their boards, committees, and commissions. They were standardizing that.
Yeah, one size fits all. We know how that works.
No, and that doesn't. But again, as you said, Gene, this is how we have to operate. These are the cards we're dealt. So
now, and of course, this applies to all the subcommittees too, right? Where the elections are going to have to be.
Well, the standing committees are still where it's the chair appoints the chair of the standing committee.
Okay.
So that hasn't changed. Also, another item that is different is that you can only hold an office for 3 consecutive terms. So.
Right.
So, Dave, I want to add, I really enjoyed working with you on the technology committee and the way that you operate and do things. And I think that your skill and your demeanor are needed. So maybe that helps to push you over to a yes a little bit further.
Well, I appreciate all your support and I will take it under advisement. So right now, just put me down as a question mark.
Okay, yeah. And also I'll say, I think your expertise in the digital divide will continue to be needed, so.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we're still kind of, so we've got two board members who would like to stay on, one vice chair that is still considering whether or not to step into the chairmanship, and then two other board members who haven't quite decided. So we still have some time, but this does let us know that, you know, we need to reach out to at least one or two other people, because Elizabeth will be stepping off, that we do need to reach out. So I'll be happy if there's anyone that you can identify that we should talk to, I'll be happy to talk to them. If you have any ideas now or you want to call me or, but I just think I don't want it to be at the November meeting when we come to vote that it's cold. I think people coming, this is a very responsible position and people should be prepared for it. And it should be sought after, not just, oh, well, I'll do it because nobody else will. So.
Well, you can smell snow to the snowmen. I'm telling you, Elaine, you are smooth. Sought after. I get it. Okay.
So does anyone have any suggestions now, or if you'd rather call me later or send me an email, that would be fine too.
Yeah, put me down. I will accept it. I'm just saying, unless somebody else would like to do it and say, boy, I'd really like that opportunity, I'm more than willing to hand that baton over. But if not, I will accept the chair.
Okay. Okay.
So, Elaine, if Gene were elected, he would be able to serve. Don't get concerned, Gene. It's just a hypothetical. 3 one-year terms being reelected each of those 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh. Well, I'm in my 4th year.
Well, I'm term out of office in 2, so
yeah, you don't get a 3rd. You don't have to be in office to be on SCAC.
Thanks, Elaine.
Yeah, because I'm termed out at the end of this year.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Yeah.
You're termed out as a chair, right, Elaine?
No.
Well, I'm termed out of city council.
Oh. Yes.
This year. Sorry. And then, yes, my term as chair ends this year as well.
So that's a good way
but
to
I
still
can
stay
still
involved.
Remain on SCAC because you don't have to be an elected.
Got
to
it.
Be on SCAC.
Is the 3 years.
Elaine, are we going through the roster of members sort of saying, well, maybe this person would be interested or. Maybe this person.
Well, that's what I'd like to ask each of you to do. And also, Desiree, Could you please send the roster out to all SCAC members? I know I've had a request for that. So if you could send the current updated roster out to all SCAC members, and then if everyone else would please take a look at that.
I want to say Elaine and I did that. John went through it, and what was promising, we considered, and then there's some that just they just don't want it. So
no, the newest member, Carolyn.
Who?
It might give us an idea of what Carolyn, what inspired her all of a sudden to want to become a member of the executive board. Maybe there's something there that, you know, we're missing, or maybe we should be in, I'm just throwing out stuff, please. This isn't, you know, maybe we should be inviting potential members to be guests and witness what we do. Maybe we're a mystery. But I think there's a wave out there right now in the public that leadership struggling to find people candidly to step mm-hmm. in to assume these kinds of roles. I don't know if it's just a phase we all are going through or what, but it's mm-hmm. we're finding it in a couple of organizations I'm involved with too.
I think the problem, John, and that's a very good observation and a good point. I think it's a matter of people see the existing leaderships in these different groups, how well they do and how much they work. And that tends to make people go, oh, I don't want to do that, or I can't do that. When they really can, they just need it. Maybe it's education, as you said, we need to discuss and share with them that, hey, you come up incrementally, you know, there's a lot of support for you.
There's a couple of names that I've thought of that I was planning on reaching out to them, and I don't know if any of you have worked with them, but they've been SCAC members for a couple of years, and I think have been very involved. And those are Amina Sin Matthews and Amelia Castro. So I don't know if any of you have had interaction with them.
No, but good choices would be a good way to get them on the board, and then go from there with it. Yeah, I like those two.
Okay. Carolyn, I can't hear you.
I was chair of housing and transportation.
Okay, can you start over? You're underwater.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got a cold too, so not projecting very well. When I was chair of housing and transportation, we came to two meetings that we were supposed to, and then I went to some others, and that's how I got interested in doing that. Because that's
you're cutting out, Carolyn.
I don't know what to
do. I think she's saying that she got started by going to different committee meetings, and that's how her interest developed.
Carolyn, hey, Carolyn. Yeah.
Why don't you take yourself off of the camera? Maybe that'll help with your bandwidth.
And while Carolyn's doing that, I know several of us served as committee chairs, which might be another source of, shall I call it, succession to the executive board mm-hmm. process, that there's a process that provides people with experience that leads them to the executive board. And then when they're in the executive board, there's a succession process, as Elaine mentioned. Typically the vice chair becomes the chair, and there's a succession plan behind the vice chair and that kind of thing. So that, you know, you're not just, as Gene was trying to point out, I think, not just thrown into the water with the sharks. You know, you're just, there is a process that allows you to become much more clear in terms of what your role will be and how you get to become the chair. You just don't automatically become the chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea, the standing committee chairs. It's always a delicate balancing act with SCAC, because the standing committee chairs, if they get on the executive board, then they can no longer be a standing committee chair. And the standing committee chairs have to be a member of SCAC, so you can't have any of those other members be a chair. So, no, but that's a good idea as well. Okay, any other thoughts?
Let me try again. Can you guys hear me now?
No, not really.
Okay. In the chat. Let me figure out how to do it.
Okay, so we have our next board meeting, which is the end of October. That will be the last board meeting before the November meeting for the election. So I think that, you know, there's some work to be done between now and then. And then even though we may have some candidates identified, there are still nominations from the floor that gives everybody the opportunity if they so choose.
What's the date in October, Elaine?
Of our next meeting?
Yes.
25th.
Thank you.
Okay, so any more discussion on the board positions? Okay. So our November meeting, we'll finally be able to meet in person. And then after that meeting, we have, it's not a SCAC activity. It's a, how do you call it? A personal time activity of this people who happen to be SCAC members. That we have our holiday luncheon. And that is something that if there's anyone who would like to assist with the planning on that, this will be at the Crown Valley Community Center. So if anyone would like to assist planning, I would greatly appreciate that. I know last time we did this, Carolyn, you know, was a major contributor to that. We had some fun social time together, got to sit down and break bread and then start our holiday season because we are dark in December. So this is this is about a week or two before Thanksgiving. So if anyone wants to help plan that, let me know. Okay, good, Carolyn, can count on you. Thank you. Okay. And this is something that the members do pay for individually. So we try to keep the cost down. Okay, old business, virtual versus in person. So I know our members are, you know, and there is about half and half, half like meeting virtually because either there's some that don't, then they don't have to drive, or there's some like myself that you get more meetings in a day when you're sitting in the same spot doing Zoom. But then there's also, you know, we're social creatures too. There's other members that want to get back together. So what is the date by which AB 361 expires that where we'll have to meet in person? Desiree, do you know that?
I don't have it offhand, but I know the last time it was extended, it was a couple of years that it was extended. It wasn't extended only through 2022. I want to say it might go through part of next year as well. But I'll double check and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. All right. Please do.
Elaine, with the price of gas too, it's also much cheaper.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is much cheaper. And also environmentally, especially for the standing committee meetings, instead of having, you know, everyone drive from all over the county, drive into Santa Ana for an hour or two and then drive back, environmentally, it's better as well. I mean, my preference, if we have a choice, is that the standing committees and the executive board meetings continue via Zoom. And then the meetings of the full SCAC be in person.
Perfect.
So is that the consensus of the group?
I like that.
Okay. So we'll head towards that direction. I don't know though how much of a choice we have, but I would think that for the rest of this year, we would continue meeting virtually. And then the November meeting is in person. Then we get to the sticky portion where if we're going to continue any Zooms, then we've got to do that every 30-day thing during the holidays.
So you've kept it fairly quick though and short, so that helps.
Okay. All right. And then Desiree, if you could find out if we meet in person in November, are we then able to vote on AB 361? You know, continue voting on that.
I just looked up the legislation. It AB 361 goes through January 2024.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but if you meet in person, do you break it or can you go back to meeting virtually?
It doesn't. I know that we had reached out to council before and there's nothing that prohibits groups from meeting in person 1 month and then meeting in virtual. So basically we would just have to make sure that we're within the 30 days, voting every 30 days. So if that meeting is in person and we vote on AB 361, that'll get it. And if you want to meet virtually the next month, that'll get us through the next 30 days. But there was nothing that prohibited groups from meeting like a hybrid, so to speak.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. All right, good. Any questions on that or further discussion? Okay. Also regarding one thing about the meetings is for the virtual meetings, for the main SCAC meeting, we've been able to get presenters who are not necessarily local if they're doing it via Zoom. I had a request from Meredith. I don't know, when you see the presentation schedule, it's such a big spreadsheet that it'd be broken into two different documents. But then Jenna weighed in and said, then the documents get separated. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to Jenna, but my suggestion to Meredith, and she was okay with this, is that document, instead of being one page, because we have difficulty printing it at home, instead of it being one page, it'd be broken into two pages. And then whoever's doing the presentation schedule is doing the first page. And then whoever is doing the greeters and the pledge and the inspiration is doing the second page. And they're just sending their updates to Desiree. So just want you to know, we're looking at that change and we'll try it out. And if anyone has any comments now or later, let me know. Okay. A member recruitment and renewal. At our October meeting, we should be doing the SCAC executive board appointments to SCAC. So about a third of our members, or a little more than a third of our members, are SCAC appointees. So I'll be sending out the email that I usually do each year, seeing who wants to remain on SCAC and who doesn't. So then we can take care of those appointments at our November. Well, and this is confusing to me. I'm sorry. So at the November general meeting, the new board is elected, but then there is a November board meeting. So that November board meeting would be then the new board.
As soon as you're sworn in, it's the new board, but I thought we weren't having a board meeting in November.
No, it's December.
Oh, December. Yeah. Yeah, that would be, well, it can be you running it until the end, and then I would take over in January.
Okay.
Just for continuity.
Okay. Well, let me just check the bylaws, but soon, either at the October or the November board meeting, we will need to reappoint the SCAC executive board appointees. And so I will be sending out an email, seeing who wants to re-up, and also reminding those who are either supervisor appointees or a city selection appointees that those need to be renewed if their term is expiring. Okay. But we also do have quite a few seats open. So if you have any potential members, we can do some active recruiting. Okay. And that's all I have to say. I've done enough talking. Okay. Gene, do you have a standing committee update?
No, we are, all the groups are still gearing up and discussing for suggestions to give to the for us to the county, and that's what they're working on.
Okay. And that'll be at our February workshop.
Yes.
So our two meetings for 2023 are already set, because January is the orientation and then February is the workshop. Okay. And Meredith is not here for the presentation schedule, but she's been doing a great job with that. Got us some really good speakers. And so we're on to item number 10, Carolyn, Senior Center Liaisons.
There isn't anything new. There are a few changes. See any reason to publish that now? I think we should wait till after everything's settled for 2023.
Okay.
We could do it now if you guys want.
Yeah, and then Elizabeth's not here to give the members in good standing report. I'm a little concerned because I talked to her yesterday and she was going to be here. So, and she hasn't returned my call. I'll try her again.
Oh, she's okay.
Okay, any announcements? Well, if you happen to be in Laguna Niguel tonight at 6:30, Mr. John Pointer, we are having a crime prevention and safety town hall at Crown Valley Community Center at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8, with Assembly Woman Lori Davies talking about the crime-related bills that were passed in Sacramento. And then also Chief of Police, Captain Virgil Asuncion, and myself. And we are the three speakers. Oh, and also Michelle Conlon, who is our basically our crime prevention specialist in police services. But what they're going to talk about applies to any city. So you are welcome to join us at Crown Valley Community Center at 6:30 tonight. And that's all I have. Anything else, anyone? Okay. This meeting is now adjourned at...
John has a question.
Oh, John, you have a question or are you waving goodbye?
No, not yet. just an update. You know, we have six bills on the governor's desk, and we are anxiously awaiting his final decision. He hasn't, for us, he has until September 30th. It's...
That's Friday.
So we're just sitting here biting our nails, waiting to see what the outcomes are. And when it gets to his desk, you know, anything can happen. You could think you've had the greatest bill that was ever written, and somebody comes out of the woodwork that you never heard of before and raises a concern that captures his attention and nixes your bill. So in one way exciting, but in another way, a very anxious time for us. So more to follow, I hope, by the next October meeting. So and hopefully we'll have some really good news.
Okay, great. Look forward to hearing that. I know it's frustrating when you have something and then, and sometimes when people come out and squash what you're doing, it's like, why?
Yeah.
You can't figure out the why. And that, I think that's the most, I think, stressful being involved in any of this legislation or governing is the why, when someone quashes a good idea. Okay, any other announcements? So our next meeting is October 25th at 9:30 via Zoom. And we are now adjourned. Thank you all for being here.
Take care.